Peter Labardius at the Dome last night for one of two split squad games. Good enough to join us here on the show. Lubo, good morning.
Hello.
You were at the game last night, one of the two. We went through it this morning. There's two ways. You either are encouraged by what took place, or you have to put zero stock in anything because it's early. With that said, thoughts on last night's performance by the Flames, individual performances, I suppose, as you saw it.
Well, Boom, I watched both games before I attempted to shut it down last night, went home and even watched just about the whole game from Victoria 2 on PVR. There were lots of things to like from a team standpoint. The first period, they looked like a well-oiled machine, and it was impressive to watch. They only scored once, but this time of year for sure is about individual performances. It's all about the E word for evaluation. And I don't put, frankly, right now, a lot of stock in anything where a veteran is concerned. I just don't. This is a hard time. Team hadn't even scrimmaged for the 3 days in camp. So here's what I liked about last night. I, by and large, liked the PTOs. I thought Andrew McDonald gave them good minutes. I thought Devontae Smith-Pelly was physical and a pretty good presence. Zach Rinaldo skated pretty well from the game in Victoria. It was pretty easy to notice the speed and pace that Tobias Reeder played with. And then, you know, some of the young guys continued to impress me from what I saw as far as the rookies are concerned in those games. I thought Glenn Godden acquitted himself very nicely last night. You know, as far as Jacob Pelche, all I keep seeing from him, Boom, is good things. He's in the right place. IQ is high. He doesn't back away. He looked quite comfortable in his first ever game playing with NHL players and against some NHL players. Yeah, I'm not going to spend a lot of time breaking either one of those down because I don't think at this point it warrants it. But for me, far more encouraging signs in regards to trying to build the big puzzle board, which really this is all about at this very time.
Obviously, people are going to point at Cam Talbot, which, again, you come partway through. It's 3-on-9. He was the first to say that they were not good goals. Let me ask you this, just across the board, I think you've kind of answered it already. What do you put more stock in? I agree with you. When it comes to the veterans, this is not even a walk in the park. They don't want to be playing this game. If it was not a split squad, they wouldn't have been playing this game. But I guess just thoughts on the goaltending?
Well, David really didn't have anything to deal with in his four shots. Cam was in a tough position, thought he made a pretty good save right off the hop. But as anybody who's been around the sport can understand, when you're in that net and you're seeing a shot, you know, once every 3 or 4 minutes, it's really, really difficult, especially because you haven't been in real game action for months and months. So I kind of throw the Talbot night right in the garbage. I mean, would he have been happy? No, but again, I'm not going to put a lot of stock. Probably the most stock in any goaltending performance I saw last night, guys, was Artem Zagadoulin, who, again, faced a decent Vancouver lineup because they still didn't have a bunch of their key guys, even in the game in Victoria, because they play again tonight at home against Edmonton. But here's what I know. I like how calm, cool, collected, and poised he is in the net. And here's what you can't really do any better in the sport of hockey as a goalie. He's played 5 periods so far in 2 games. How many goals has he allowed? 0. This just in, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good.
And I'm looking forward to continuing to watch him as the games ramp up and he has some more opportunities because the Flames, and I'm not talking about this year, but the Flames may have found, potentially, and again, I'm not putting a ton of stock in this either, they may have found another option, which is great. You can't have enough good options at that position.
Lou, I watched the first couple periods of the Victoria game, and I didn't see any of it here, but Bill Peters mentioned him in the post-game presser, and I don't know anything about him, so I'd like your thoughts on him. The D-man Robert Hamilton What's his deal?
Robert Hamilton is an interesting guy. Actually, when he played for the Okotoks Oilers his last 2 years, I watched him a lot. Was always incredibly impressed with his skating ability and his athleticism. I really thought he was an excellent skater. He then went to the University of Vermont and spent 4 years there, and after that was really in search of a pro job. So last year he ends up in Stockton, had an outstanding year. I mean, all we talk about anymore is points. So he had 29 points in his last year in Okotoks. He had 29 points last year in Stockton, and he'd never had 29 in any of the other years. And in the prospects games, both of them, I thought he was their best defenseman, read the game well, escapability to get out of trouble, pretty poised. He had a couple of, you know, risky moves last night for sure. He's a Calgary kid playing in that setting. It's a little different, the nerves. But he continues to really, really impress me and potentially might be a guy that is, he's going back to Stockton, but from not really being on the radar to now, I think there's a chance in the right situation that this guy could play some games for you. You know, call him a late bloomer, however you want to categorize it, Mike. This is a pretty good player.
When Zach Rinaldo's name was listed as one of the PTOs, I kind of furrowed my brow, not so much out of frustration, just, I guess, curiosity as to why. We talked about it on the air, Mike making a good point. He says maybe you send him in a split squad game, you send him to Vancouver, kind of patrolling things, making sure things don't get out of hand, even though they really don't anymore. But he didn't go to Vancouver. He stayed here, and he played and is getting some kudos from his head coach as to the speed and the tenacity in which he plays, and that's nothing new. He's always had that. Am I out to lunch? I just felt like maybe this was a bringing in an extra police officer for training camp. Is the Garnet Hathaway job potentially up for grabs for Zach Rinaldo here?
I don't think it's completely out of the mix, Boom, and like you, and I've watched this guy a lot, and he's crossed the line a lot. His penalty minutes in the NHL will tell you 350 games, about 720 penalty minutes, I think, off the top of my head. But I will say this. Last night, the body of work was about 11.5, 6 hits, and the reason that he's kind of blown Bill Peters and the coaching staff away is his ability to skate. He is as agitating can be, and I think this can be an effective player if he can stay on the right side of the line. This is someone who, going back to his days in the Ontario Hockey League, when he comes on the air and said to Pat the other day, he has fought for everything he's ever had in hockey, and that's his mentality, well, he means it, literally and figuratively. And in too many occasions, for my liking, he has crossed over that line. He's been suspended, was suspended in junior, has been suspended as a pro. But I like how he skates. I like that he's an agitator. It's something that this team, you know, I mean, it has Tkachuk, but it's a completely different situation. That's a huge part of what he does, but that's not why you guys were having the conversation that you were having prior to coming to me about him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it all depends where you want to go with that position, because I think Reeder is very much in that mix. You've lost some energy with Hathaway, but here's the part people aren't thinking about enough. You've lost a pretty key penalty killer. So who can replace that? And when you think about the big puzzle board, it's all about who's going to fit and what you need, and what do you need when everybody is back? And I truly expect Matthew to be back by the start of the regular season. I really do. Where are you going with all of it? So, you know, he's held up his end of the bargain so far, but Boom, like you, I did exactly the same thing when I saw that announcement.
Shifting over to another newcomer. I know you don't put much stock in the veterans in the preseason games, and frankly, neither do I at all. But just speaking about Lucic, how was he moving? Was he moving all right? What did you think? Not the overall, because I know it's the first game of the preseason, and I don't really care about that, but was he moving around all right?
Yeah, he was moving around fine. I mean, he's never going to, you know, lead any skating races from one end of the rink. He never has. He never will. I thought he looked really comfortable with the puck. He was engaged physically, looked comfortable with Derek Ryan, who, you know, last night again for Derek Ryan, he was again what he was for the last 3 months of the year. Good player, made things happen. They had a nice little pairing. They had Pelche on the other side. I thought he just, I don't know how to describe it, Mike, and you would know this feeling better than any. Milan's been through a lot the last 4 or 5 years. He really has. You know, the loss of his dad to suicide, how close they were. And, Mike, you can talk to this way better than me, but my thoughts on Milan is this. So he went to L.A., he went to Edmonton. Hockey, for someone in that situation, would have to be your happy place. Well, the last couple of years, guess what? That hasn't been his happy place. And when you lose your happy place, I know what happens in life. You start to think probably even more about the things in your world that are incredibly difficult and hard. So I think he needed a change. He looks happier the way he's carrying himself. I think in an older group where I truly believe is where he came from in Boston, probably can relate a little bit more, feels more a part of it. I've liked this guy for a long time. I couldn't feel more for him and could never imagine how that feels, because I've never gone through anything like that in my life. But I'm never going to stop talking on this show or any other show. We can all talk about numbers and what's what, but these are humans. And it is incredibly difficult in a world with many challenges, and I can't even imagine what he's been through the last 3 or 4 years.
Just to double back on the Garnet Hathaway replacement for one moment, one of the reasons that Dylan Dubé was sent down last year was there wasn't enough free time for him on the power play and the penalty kill. Could now an opening on the penalty kill not be a spot where Dylan Dubé kind of finds a role with this team next year?
Sure, sure. Pete, for absolute sure. I think Dylan is going to have every opportunity to be an 82-game National Hockey League player this season. I mean, all he's done, whether it was last night where he was a really good player, whether he clearly demonstrated in Red Deer in his one prospect game, this is a really, really good hockey player. And for Dylan, it's all about the craft. It's all about how you handle all situations, moving pucks out of your own zone, being responsible defensively, just, again, getting better at the whole overall game. So the coach can do what? What's the biggest word, Mike Commodore, for coaches? And I know you're not always a great fan of coaches, but
I never listened to him, Lou.
Well, whatever. That's on you.
I'm just kidding.
I do know this, and I know that in the coaching fraternity, all the years I've been covering it at all the levels, it's a lot to do with the T word, and the T word stands for trust. And Dylan has taken massive steps. I like this player immensely. And the more that he completely refines his game and can be trusted and used comfortably in more situations, I just think he's going to grow and grow and grow.
I will say I liked him last night. That was a game, well, I watched the Victoria game, like I said earlier, and I thought, from what I saw anyways and from what I noticed, I thought he was the best player on the ice.
Yeah, he's a good player.
He is.
Lou, appreciate it, buddy. We will maybe Thursday morning after we see what the San Jose Sharks send north, we'll do it again.
Absolutely, anytime. Be good to one another, and just remember when you're talking about the salaries, don't forget about one important thing. We need people who can win. Bye now.